This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Hello. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Yes, it's Chewing the Fat weekend edition. If you're listening live, it is the 4th of November, 2021. I had an opportunity to talk to a couple of authors this week, and I wanted to share them with you just for a fun Saturday podcast. First up is Gordon Uncle John Javna from Uncle John's Bathroom Reader. He has a brand new book out, Uncle John's Bathroom Reader, Hindsight is 2020. He's a really funny guy. And according to him, I asked him a question that he had never been asked before. Enjoy. Uncle John's Hindsight is 2020. Yes, I know. There's a brand new bathroom reader. Now, we have talked to Gordon Uncle John Javna before here on Chewing the Fat, and I wanted to chat with him again since hindsight is 2020. Uncle John, how in the world are you? Welcome to Chewing the Fat.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you again. I appreciate having me on, and I'm fine. Thank you.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear it. So you finally, I know, you can go ahead. Go ahead. Say Chewing the Fat. Go ahead.
Chewing the Fat.
Thank you very much. Yeah. That's right. That may actually, you know, I might use that in the future, so it's okay.
Okay.
So, my gosh, this is a 20-year anniversary. You guys have been, you know, bathroom readers, kids books, joke books, trivia books. What's next? Before we get into 2020 as hindsight, let's look into the future in front sight. What's next for you?
Well, next is another Uncle John's Bathroom Reader. I mean, you know, we're fortunate in that our audience has never gotten tired of us.
Yeah.
Can't say that about my friends.
I mean, you can barely, some people can barely walk into their bathrooms now without, you know, tripping over the bathroom readers that they have. It's incredible.
I've been told that some people make special bookshelves in their bathroom for Uncle John's bathroom.
Which I believe that.
I'm flattered. It seems a little overkill to me, but okay. But I'm flattered. But you know, we're just so I don't know what's the word, gobsmacked that we're still able to do this and reach an audience that still wants to you know, still into trivia and still reads books.
Right.
So what's next? We're doing Uncle John's 35th edition of our annual 35th annual edition. We're working on that now, and who knows what will. I inadvertently said to someone the other day, "Who knows that this is where we'd be 40 years later?" And I said, "Wait a minute, it isn't 40 years." Right. So maybe I'm looking into the future. Maybe we'll be.
So, I mean, really, there's a never-ending crop of content for your books, mm-hmm. right? And you can, and you know, obviously, you can go back and rehash some of the good stuff. Like, for instance, tell throughout the years, you know, what just between you and me. Just between mm-hmm. you and me, John. Favorite, you know, oddity story. And then we'll get to the dumb crooks. But your favorite oddity story over the years? Because there's a lot of them.
Well, yes, there are. There are tons of them. I don't know. My favorite story, there's a few of them that I really like over the, you know, asking me which of my favorite stories, like asking me which is my favorite kid.
Every parent has a favorite kid. Don't be using that as an excuse.
All right. Don't tell the other one. One of my favorite stories is about early 747 aircraft. They had a conversion from gallons to liters in fuel in some places. And there was one in Canada where they got it backwards. The pilots got, or the fuel guys got it backwards. And so they ran out of fuel in flight, flying across Canada. And the pilot had to glide. Fortunately, he had experience as a glider pilot, just lucky. And they call it, he was going to Gimli. You know, I can't remember where Gimli is in Canada, but they call it the Gimli glider. And that was one of my favorite stories. But, you know, there's so many of them. I'll tell you my favorite Dumb Crook story. You mentioned Dumb
Crook. Yes, I did.
You know, I still love Dumb Crook stories. My favorite one is the story about the two guys that go into a bank. They're armed. They're going to rob the bank. They walk in. One of them shouts out, "Nobody move." And his partner moved, so he shot him.
Thank you. Think about it. I said, "Nobody move. Aren't you listening to me?"
It's one of my favorites. There's one in the new bathroom reader about a guy who gets out of a detention center in Florida, of all places. He gets out of a detention center. He was incarcerated for auto theft. He gets out. He walks into the parking lot, sees a car running. And walks around it and doesn't see anybody inside, so he opens the door and tries to steal it. It turns out there's a deputy in the driver's seat. The windows were tinted. And the deputy takes him out of the car and marches him right back into the...
That's not fair. See, that's not fair. He didn't even steal it. He just opened the door. Come on. That ticks me off, actually.
Okay, sorry about that.
That ticks me off.
Let's move right along to a different
topic. Damn police officers. The guy just opened the door for you. We've now found here in the DFW area where this show originates from that they are on the lookout for a porta potty bomber. And I was wondering if you have any experience in porta potty bombers in other places around the country.
No. I think a few years ago we did an article about people who were stealing them, and another one where they were tipping them over, which that's got to be a mess.
No kidding.
We've done some porta potty stories, but I'd have explosions. No.
Yeah, there's some person that threw fireworks into one and exploded it all to heck. Yeah. And fortunately, here in America today, an unbelievable feat happened. It was on video. So good news. We're able to watch it. I know we're able to watch it. Think when you started putting the bathroom reader together. You know, way before the hindsight 2020 edition this year. There's so many stories you do now where there's video attached, right? Do you do anything with that, or are you just, it's all books? Is there any hindsight? Is there any bathroom reader video editions, YouTube channels?
There's not. No, there's not. But that would be a good thing to do, wouldn't it?
We should talk, John.
Yeah, yeah, I actually have to tell some of the writers for the book. I have to send articles back to them, and I say, don't just describe a YouTube video,
right?
Because that's something that everybody's going to do anyway. What you have to do is
tell the story.
Tell a story, not
hello,
not describe the video. And I can always tell when they're doing that, and
right.
If I can't tell, then it's fine. I don't care.
Well, you should if you're going to be doing a bathroom reader video edition, you should be telling the story anyway along with the video.
Well, that's true. That's true.
We should talk.
The thing is that when you're looking at a video, things make you laugh that don't translate to description.
Right.
You know, you can't capture all those moments. You know, that you see. So you have to tell it as a story, and that's what we do.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But I like the idea of a video bathroom reader.
I mean, there's plenty
I
of different.
Call that a TV show, wouldn't you?
You would, wouldn't you, John?
Yeah.
ChewingTheFat@theBlaze.com is my email, John, and we could maybe put something together.
Like
anyway,
okay.
I would. There's plenty of ideas already rolling through my head. So we're talking about the latest edition of the bathroom reader. We're talking to Uncle John himself, and the new book is Hindsight is 2020, the future of family, friends, facts, and funds. Take a look backwards, forwards, up, down, sideways. Okay, what do I see if I look sideways?
The spine.
That's it?
The
all right, yeah, that's it. How many, let me ask you a question, John. How many, in the picture that they've sent for the promo, they have a picture of you holding a toilet?
Ceramic toilet.
Yeah. How many, what collection of ceramic toilets do you have in your life?
Oh, that is so interesting that you should ask me that question. Nobody's ever asked me that before. I have a collection of little toilets, little outhouses. I've gotten rid of a few because I've moved several times in the past few years. So I've divested myself of them because you know what happens if you don't have a place to put them to display them.
They go in a box.
They go in a box.
You should see my garage, John. But anyway.
Yeah. I have several storage units of stuff that I never looked at again.
I know.
But the thing is, my Mrs. Uncle John will not allow a display of, you know, little bitty toilets. So,
oh, you got it. John, who runs that house? What, are you kidding me?
I'm telling you. but I must have had about 30 or 40 little dollhouse toilets. Or
yeah.
I have one, still have one that somebody made. It's a toilet paper holder that in the shape of
that's interesting.
A toilet. That's kind
right.
of
fun. You got to have a little candy bowl.
Yes, ashtrays.
Yes.
Candy bowls.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh. Yeah. I would like to see.
I think I have a mug.
Drinking mug. I'd like to see some of the outhouse renditions, though. That'd be fascinating to see.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I don't know why it would be, but it just seems like it
I
would
don't know.
Be. So stupid. Anyway, John, I know you're up against the clock, so I'll let you get out of here. I appreciate it. The latest edition is Uncle John's Bathroom Reader. Hindsight is 2020. In this latest edition, before you go, just tell me in this latest edition, your favorite part of the new Hindsight is 2020. And I don't want the kid excuse. I just want you to think while you were putting this together, you laughed and said, I love that.
Well, I'll tell you that one of the ways we put pages in this book together is it takes a long time.
Sure.
You start to collect stories that are similar and it takes a while before you have them. And one of the things is jokes, you know, puns and things like that. You save them over time. And we have never done a page of bathroom humor because I have never wanted readers to associate us with the bathroom. That is to say, with, you know, potty jokes or anything like that.
Right.
But we had a collection of bathroom jokes this year that were so funny that I said, I have to, you know, not dirty or anything. For the first time ever, we did a page of bathroom humor, and here's one of them. A boy comes home and asks his mom, where does poo come from? And she groans and says, well, the digestive system in your body breaks down the food, and the part that comes out of your butt is the poo. And the kid says, and Tigger?
Uncle John's Bathroom Reader, Hindsight is 2020. Then I had the opportunity to sit down with Owen Colfer, who is the author of The Fowl Twins and Artemis Fowl, and his latest book, Fowl Twins Get What They Deserve. He is living in Dublin, Ireland, and that's exactly where he was when we talked, and the internet kept going in and out. So I cut it up as best I could and got as much as I could from Owen out of it. The internet kept going out. It wasn't me. This is America, okay? So it was his internet that was the problem.
Anyway, here's the one call for, and I really enjoyed him. I hope you do too. So I have an opportunity to sit down and chat with Owen Colfer again. The Fowl Twins has a new ride, a new gathering. Get what they deserve. Owen, good to see you. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I don't know if I can stand up anymore. I think I've been in this office for about 2 years now. Yeah, it looks good. No, I don't have a copy of that book. It hasn't made it over here. I think it's supply chains or something. So
It's on a ship. Don't worry about it. It'll be there sooner or later.
It's on a ship somewhere.
It looks great. Yeah, it looks great. I was happy to get a copy.
Jeff Bezos has it, so I'm just waiting for Jeff to release it.
Yeah, he's got nothing else going on. He'll send it to you, no problem.
It's coming from space, so it's taking a while.
So, Owen. You have the new book, Get What They Deserve. When we last talked, I don't know, a little over a year ago, you were promoting the last book. But I mean, how many have you got left now? My gosh, what are we doing with the Fowl Twins? I mean, it's
that's bigger it. Than ever. This is it. This family are now there. I'm letting them run free. They're going to live on a farm. Just like the old dogs, I'm done now. So this is the send off for the Fowl family.
Really?
Yeah. So hopefully they're gone out on a high.
That's fascinating. So they've been together and you've been creating, fun rides for them for quite some time now. They're a big part of your life.
Yeah. I mean, I started working on it about 25 years ago.
Right.
So they have been nearly half of my entire life. So it's hard to let them go, but it's also, time to move on at the same time. And it's a little easier because I'm not out being heckled by readers. When I finished the Artemis Fowl series, I got a lot of grief from the readers. And they, you would say, this is the last book. And then they would say, when's the next book? And you say, no, I said, this is the last book. And I said, no, yeah, we heard that, but when's the next book?
Right.
And they nearly, they came close to changing my mind.
Since this was the end, according to Owen, of the Fowl Twins, I asked him what he thought would be next.
The Front Horse would be a ghost story. But I'd also love to do a romantic comedy for adults. I think I have a good idea for that, for one of those. Just at my age, I want to try different things. And it might, for if you're a non-reader or non-writer, moving from leprechauns to ghosts might not seem like that big a jump, but it for me that's a huge jump, because as you say, it's been 25 years of leprechauns.
So now we're talking to Owen Colfer. The Fowl Twins, Get What They Deserve, he claims is the final book of the Fowl Twins. And you've spent years creating this, and what's your favorite memory of the Fowl Twins right today, your favorite memory of what happened with them?
I think this is kind of my COVID series, so I only had one tour with these guys,
right?
And my favorite part of that tour was the American tour, which would have been in February, I suppose, 2020. So it was kind of, for a lot of people, it was like a nostalgia tour, because I got generations of the same family. And so it was usually mothers and sons or dads and daughters. And on some occasions, there was even grandparents. So like on one occasion.
Generations.
You had a granddad who started reading it when he was like 40 and passed it to his son who's now married with a kid. And the kid is there reading the twins. So it's like there's something for every generation. And that really affected me. And I'm kind of a cynical, hard-bitten guy. But to see three generations of a family all holding their appropriate book, that did hit me in the feels, as the modern kids say.
Yeah.
So that happened several times. But the funniest moment was when this little girl came up with her mother. And she said, yeah, we all love your books. They've been around for a long time because my grandmother loved them, but she's dead. I shouldn't laugh, but,
I know.
The kids just say the funniest things, and just the way they just, she said it so matter-of-factly and not a hint of sadness, because she'd already done her mourning. But And I think her mother was a little shocked, though. But I thought it was sweet. And for me to see all those... So for me, the Farrell twins is kind of the Star Trek legacies kind of thing, where a few generations came together over the same, in the same universe. So that was really nice. It meant a lot to me.
Really nice.
Which I was surprised at.
So you, you are in Ireland, right?
I am in Ireland, yes.
How, just a quick side note of life in the past couple of years, how's it going?
It's up and down. At the moment, we are kind of going back up again. The numbers are going up because the country was opened up pretty much.
Right.
So obviously the numbers went up again. So now we don't know where we're going, really. There's talk of a new medication coming from the States. It's the tablet.
Yes. And yeah, the Pfizer-Mectin. Yeah.
That could, yeah, yep. That's what I'm calling it. The big Pfizer-Mectin. That could have a bit of effect. So we'll see. They're talking about January for that. So if that comes, I think it could make a big difference. But it's not optimistic at the moment, if I'm honest. It's like people are tired. They're like jaded. Yeah. I feel especially sorry for teens, because when I was 17, I met my wife, and so we all had that summer of romance, that
sure
beautiful
did.
Summer, maybe when we were 17, 18, and Mike's 18-year-old just hasn't had that. Like, it just hasn't happened. He has not been able to go out and meet a girl, so that's got to be very tough, that's got to be really tough, and so I don't know how they're going to make up for that time, but hopefully they get to try soon. Next summer, I hope they can resume going to music festivals, or because we haven't really had those this year. I know you've had those in the States maybe a bit more, but
they have. And I'm in Texas, so we haven't really shut down at all. Life has gone on here. I mean, there's been limited, masking and some of the smaller, the companies mandating vaccinations, but for the most part, we here in Texas and there's a few other states here in the United States. I mean, we're open for business.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it seems, I don't know what I would do if it was, cause I mean, I'm okay with staying in
and
not seeing people. I'm really okay with that. But you do go out, right? And I only for a small period of time did we have that, maybe we're not going to go out. We're going to, but you thought about it. Nobody thinks about that anymore.
No.
Something has to be done. It's done. There's no worrying about any of it. So we'll see.
Especially if you're responsible. I'm like, I look after my mom and she's 85. So
yeah.
I got to keep her isolated. And so far she's been fine.
Right. I know. I mean, I have my in-laws staying with us as well. And it's been a little frustrating, but you have to, you got to do what you got to do. No question about that. Okay. So Ian, the Foul Twins, get what they deserve. You don't even have a copy.
I don't even have a copy. I'll mime
hold it up for you.
Maybe you can special effects it in. I'll pretend.
Absolutely. No problem. We can both hold up their copy. And Owen just got his from the ship. I wanted to continue to see if I could break him and see if there was going to be yet another Foul Twins, even though he's denied it up to this point. I know that you're claiming this is it, but when do you think the next one will be out?
You will be the first person I'd call. If this happens, we've got to make some kind of wager. If this happens, you'll have to buy me a steak and I'm in Texas.
I've already got the name for you. Foul Twins, Resurrection. You're good.
Resurrection.
It's already there.
Foul Twins, I was only kidding.
It's all there for you. No problem. So
it's
when
all a cash trap. No, I promise this is the way my mind is now. It's the last one, but I could get a big MasterCard bill and decide to do another one just to pay that off.
So when do the films and movies and every Netflix deal come through for you?
Well, the film is already on Disney Plus.
Right.
Unfortunately, it was supposed to be in the movie theaters, but then our friend COVID-19 arrived. But I've got a lot of TV stuff in the works.
Excellent.
With various streamers, not just file-based, but a lot of the other, I did an adult fantasy called High Fire. which is about a dragon called Vern, and Nicolas Cage is attached to do that. So hopefully that's going to start filming later in the year, or sorry, later next year. And so it's all very exciting. But I don't wait around for those things anymore. I spent 20 years waiting for the Artemis movie. So I just tend to get on with my business and not get too involved. But I have to say, I'm really looking forward to the Highfire one because it seems like a really exciting project.
Excellent. I know that you're up against the clock, and so am I. So Owen Colfer, the Foul Twins, Get What They Deserve is the latest edition, and you can go to owenculfer.com and see everything else and order what you can and probably have it delivered to your home before him. Owen, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for being on Chewing the Fat.
Thank you. Had a great time. I'll see you again next year with something else.
There you have it. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. That was Uncle John and Ian Colfer, and if you're listening to this and you're not a subscriber to Chewing the Fat, please subscribe. It's available on any platform wherever you get your podcast, on the one you're listening on or whatever other one you like. No problem. You can follow me on Twitter at JeffyJFR. Facebook is Instagram. Facebook and Instagram is Jeff Fisher Radio. And of course, you can email me chewingthefat@theblaze.com. See you back here on Monday. You know, for those of you that are listening live.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.